Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
All right, let's get this out of the way first of all. I'm not Sandy. I'm Charlie. I'm her husband. And she has a giving heart. And if you haven't figured that out listening to the show by now, then you need to listen more carefully. And this week she was over helping her parents out at their house and working in the garage. And without thinking, she wound up breathing in a lot of dusty air. And I was telling John Ferguson, good morning, John, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
I was telling John before that you remember that song, Betty Davis Eyes? You know, the Kim Carnes used to sing. You know, had that scratchy kind of voice and kind of sexy and all. No. That's who I went to bed with. And this morning I woke up with Popeye. And she was not going to be able to be on the show. And so she asked if I could come and pinch it for her. So here I am. Ahead of spring training, pinch hitting for Sandy, who will be back again next Sunday. Trust me. After the next 2 hours, she'll be glad she's back. All right. But we would love to have you on the show with us at 281-833-3333. And we're talking all things green and growing. And you're like, this time of year? Sure. Yeah. You're growing all year long. And John knows that. And this is, after all, John, the Advent. It is the season of preparation. And imagine this is the time of year we're more engaged in preparing our gardens.
Oh, yeah, preparing and planting. This is the ideal time to plant trees.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah, I took a few days off this week and planted about 20 trees up on my farm just because they have all winter to get the roots out and get established so they're much more tolerant when the dry season comes, or they can grow faster in the spring.
Which trees did you plant?
Oh, boy. Well, to date, I've planted 2,300 trees of 167 species on my farm.
So what you don't know is John's last name is really Appleseed, and he's Johnny Appleseed planting trees everywhere.
Yep. No, I planted some Texas mulberries, the red mulberry. I planted some of the Texas persimmons. I planted some river birch down in below the dam where it stays wet. I can't even remember off the top of my head now. Water hickories. Things for wildlife. Everything had a purpose. So I got cut up. Oh, plant two or three black willows.
Wow.
Along the thing. A couple sycamores. So anyway, it was a busy day.
Yeah, busy day. Where do you source your trees?
Well, because of the nursery, there's probably a dozen places, growers we buy from.
Right.
And also, I swap a lot with people, too.
Oh.
Things that are hard to come by, they're not commercial. Mm-hmm. So we do it, and we also propagate a few things at our nursery up in the Woodlands.
Well, it's kind of where I was going.
Yeah.
I was assuming that maybe you knew a guy in the Conroe area that might have had some trees for sale at a nursery.
Yeah, just fancy that.
So that's great. Yeah, in fact, we moved a tree this year. We're preparing for an excavation project in the backyard that would be filled with water by springtime. And Sandy has got everything all rearranged back there and getting ready for that. But you're right. This is a great time of year to be thinking about trees and putting them in the ground. What if you were picking any tree to be in your yard, which ones would you sway toward?
Boy, that's a loaded question.
That's what I'm paid for.
It depends on what you want. Do you want shade? Mm-hmm. Do you want edibles? Do you want host plant for a certain butterfly you love?
Oh.
So you can get specific. Do you want certain birds in your yard? So those kind of things, like if you like the cardinal, the beautiful red color, they like to nest in trees, you know, 4 or 5 feet off the ground. So you need something more shrubby that's full and sheltered to give them protection. If you want a giant swallowtail, you might want to plant a citrus. Mm-hmm. If you want a spice bush swallowtail, plant a spice bush. So it kind of goes what you want.
It's everything to a purpose.
Everything to a purpose. You know, there's That's why we got 1,000 choices.
And thankfully, we have people to help us make those choices, like all our garden pros. We have the people,
absolutely.
People at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forests and Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and a host of other experts that we can call upon to find out. And I think that's one of those things where, you know, when you decide you want to put a tree in, you want people you can trust. And that's what we're here for, is to give you that kind of trusted advice here on Home Show Garden Pros. And we'd love to have you join us in. Maybe you're thinking about a tree. What tree do you want? Or what do you want to accomplish? And if not a tree, what is it you want to accomplish with the largest gardening project every homeowner undertakes every day? And that's that big green one that's growing around your house, talking about your yard and your lawn. And we'll talk more about that as we press on here this morning, and we welcome you at 281-833-3333. That's the number to join us, 281-833-3333. I'm not Sandy, I'm Charlie, and I'm with John, and we'll continue with more Home Show Garden Pros in just a moment.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Flying cars, they promised them. We ain't got them.
But we can get the world's smartest motorized pergola. They're better. Structure Outdoors motorized pergolas rotate their louvers 130 degrees, dialing in perfect sun or shade. Those interlocking louvers mean leak-proof protection in the rain.
Flying cars? Who needs them? Probably hard to park.
Structure luxury pergolas, on the other hand, let you enjoy your backyard every day, whatever the weather. Get some structure in your life at homeshowradio.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust, from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
There's always something to do in your garden. It's one of those things that I used to think, man, it's a chore that never ends. But then I'm watching Sandy and her gardening, John. I mean, it used to be something that I saw and something I enjoy now, because anytime you're around somebody who enjoys and gets so much from it, you can't help but get excited about watching things come up out of the ground.
Yes. And they're quite, can be quite beautiful. The intricacies of nature.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about my wife. Yeah, the garden too. Yeah, but you can reach us at 281-833-3333. That's the Home Show Garden Pros phone number. And we'd like you to join us and talk to us about what you're preparing and talking about your yard and stuff. And you know what? We got time to talk about all that. We'll cover all that in a bit. But first, you know, John is, you know, the dean of dirt, the professor of propagation. He is the high priestess of dirt. And we really want to get his many times, John, as we've heard you on the show, I've never really heard your origin story, how you came to be this.
Okay, Charlie. Gosh, it started when I was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We had an old one of those wire mesh swimming pools, had vinyl liner. After the vinyl cracked up.
Good times.
You know, we backed up on electric easement. And so my dad took the old wire mesh, set it out there. My job was to rake leaves and put it out of the yard. Pretty soon the neighbors would hire me to rake their leaves. So I had this probably 28, 30 inches tall wire mesh, probably 10 foot in diameter. And it'd be full of leaves, 6, 7, 8 foot tall time at the end of the season. Yet the next year it was down to almost 4 or 5 inches.
Hmm.
Well, then I loved to fish. So the earthworms would get huge and fatty. I mean, 3 or 4 times bigger than normal. That was my first kind of observation.
Uh-huh. You saw nature in progress, something happening here.
Yes.
And you're intrigued.
Yeah. Well, after several years of doing this, you know, it got very rich, and one day I was out to dig worms, and all of a sudden, these huge, massive roots were in there. And I said, where in the heck did they come from? The nearest tree was 150 feet away.
Hmm.
Well, it was an oak tree. Somehow it knew that super rich soil was there, and it sent a root far more than normal out there to feed on it.
How far was that?
About 150 feet.
Good night.
How did it know it was there? I understand now, but back then. So that it triggered my curiosity. Then other things along the lines, and you know, I started composting. Then after I left the
office. Right then and there with that
screen. That's what I was doing. It was a very simple
way. Unknown to you, you're actually building. Do you remember when you reached into it? Was it warm?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Because it was never big enough to really build heat.
Okay.
But it would be rich, black. It smelled wonderful. Mm. It just felt good when you smelled it. Like I said, the earthworms, instead of being little bitty skein, they're big as a pencil. So, and being that was all I was concerned about, they make better fish bait. So, but I noticed that when I took some of it, I'd plant seeds. My grandmother was a gardener. The things would grow a lot better than when they took the soil by itself. So little things like that just kind of subconsciously impersonated.
It's like there's a little hand at your back going, hey, John, this way.
Correct. No, there's no doubt that God, except it wasn't a little hand, it was a two before sometimes.
Tell me.
I'm a little stubborn. So.
As somebody told me one time that the God will tap on your window, then he'll bang on your door, and next thing you know, he's with both hands on the hood of your car, and he'll get your attention sooner or later. So where did that attention lead you?
Well, it gave me a love of science.
Right.
Always wanted to be a scientist. Then in college, I studied a lot of math, physics, chemistry, geology. Then undergraduate, graduate. I worked as a geophysicist coming out of college, but never lost the love of plants.
Now, back up a minute. You skipped a whole couple of chapters. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I've promised these listeners the full meal deal here this morning. So you go to Stephen F. Austin, right?
Okay.
And you get your undergrad?
Yep. So I did that in physics and math and minors in chemistry and geology is how the degree was written.
Do you have a love of math, John?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to. I mean, because there's so much math to gardening when you get down to it.
There is. And even in composting, you have to have – if you really want to get into the science of composting, mm-hmm. you've got to have at least 3 years of math through partial differential equations to describe what's happening. 3 years of chemistry, 3 years of physics through thermodynamics – 3 years of biology through microbiology, if you really want to go into the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several universities have PhDs in compost technology.
Mm.
I mean, so you get into whatever level you want, but yet in practice, it's an art.
Right. So you spend, but you're up in Nacogdoches for what, like 6 years?
6 years in grad school, and a few years, additional years as an undergrad.
Right. Yeah. I took a long road through the undergrad years myself. So
yeah.
I feel you, brother. So so you get out of you wrap up, you got your cap and gown, you're down the aisle, and somehow between then and here, you wound up with a dirt yard in Conroe.
Yeah. Well, out of college, because of the dual degree in physics and geology, mm-hmm. worked as a geophysicist in the oil patch for 15 years.
Right.
The last seven was internationally, traveled all over the world selling supercomputers, geophysical software. Things changed at work. The people I worked for retired. New people want me to line sheet customers. And I started praying, should I quit and start my own business? Came off a tremendous sales year, and I got fired because I refused to cheat a customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "What God, what do you want me to do?" And he says, well, I've always loved landscaping as a hobby and gardening. I'll start a small landscaping business.
Yeah.
So I went all over the Houston region, could not find quality soils, compost, mulch soils. Then the question became, well, what would it take to make a few hundred yards for a small landscape business? Pretty soon I learned it was a growing industry. There was nothing going on in Houston, so I jumped in, and by the grace of God, I've grown into a nice company.
And a beautiful nursery, too.
I mean,
if you want to, the thing I love about Nature's Way when you go there is it's so, for lack of a better term, organic. It's so real. And you're in nature when you're there. And the zeitgeist of what you've put together there is just very magical and worth a drive.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's our goal, Charlie. Yeah, when I was looking for a place up there, I was looking for 25 acres and had this 42 acres came available. And we didn't need that much, so what can I do with an extra 10 acres? Well, the logical is a nursery.
Yeah.
And so we're slowly developing each year, adding to it and expanding it, and got a couple acres of plants, got some trails through the woods. And the property has a natural thing to it on the, I guess, the western, northwestern end of the property. It's high and sandy,
mm-hmm.
and it drops about 20 feet to the woods of the back end, and where you got swamp living plants. So two different ecosystems.
What a gift.
And everything in between.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to put trails through there and mm-hmm. different things. And we've planted over 140 species into the display gardens, and so people can see mature, because a lot of plants are kind of the ugly duckling when they're little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So each year we just keep adding to it and growing it.
I'm thinking about that oak tree in your very first uh-huh. leaf thing, and how did that root know to find its way to those leaves? And how did you know to find your way to Conroe in that piece of dirt that was just so perfect for what you're doing? And it's like, you know, I think that root and you used the same tool
mm-hmm.
to find your way. And, you know, then that's the thing, is you surrender to what's in front of you and you follow where it leads.
Absolutely.
All right. And we're going to follow the clock here, because I don't want to get in trouble with Chad and the people in the office upstairs, because I'm a tough boss and I don't want to have a talk with me Monday. So we're going to move along here. Call 281-833-3333. I'm Charlie in for John, and you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to talk about your lawn, as I promised a minute ago. We're talking about some of the other things you're doing this time of year. Sandy has given me just a whole pile of information here to go through with you, and I'm going to do that here as we continue on Sports Radio 610.
Renting is hard. Bruce makes it easy. His Houston for Lease team knocks your landlord to-do list down to one thing. Bruce gets you qualified tenants. Bruce screens and manages your property. He provides 24-hour tenant service, and he inspects your properties every 90 days, all for one affordable fee with no surprise add-ons. Your one landlord to-do? Enjoy watching rent direct deposited to your bank. Renting is easy with Bruce and Houston for Lease. That's Houston, the number 4, lease.com.
Time for a tree? Fall's the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Okie dokie, it's back to this. It's Home Show Garden Pros, what you're listening to on the radio. I'm Charlie in for Sandy, here with John from Nature's Way, and we're happy to take your calls and talk to you about whatever is green and growing and what's on your mind for your yard and your plants, because John can answer pert near everything. If you're not sold on what John knows by now, then, you know, I suggest you roll the tape back and listen to the last 10 minutes of the show and be learned up real fast. But 281-833-3333 is the number to call. And as a matter of fact, look at that. Laz is on the phone. Good morning, Laz. Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros. How can we help you out this morning?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I recently got two American elm trees removed from my yard. They were starting to break. They were getting kind of dangerous, so we had to remove my child. Worried about the house. So we had somebody grind our stumps. So my question is, how deep should they have gone so grass will grow? Because I've heard that when they start decomposing, they take away nitrogen and stuff won't grow on top of it. So what should I do? Should it be completely removed, the stump and the roots, or is it a certain amount of depth good enough? That's my question.
Yeah, you need to biodegrade that stump. It will, like you said, it will cause a nutrient tap, not only nitrogen, but all the elements. Healthy soil has 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. That stump's at least 500 to 1. So nature's going to suck nutrients, nitrogen, and other elements to break it down, and it's going to take 3 or 4 years. So one, you can grind it deeper and remove the top and come in with top soil. What I've done in the past, I take a drill, half-inch drill, and drill holes 8-10 inches deep into the stump every few inches, and use a product called Nutrilene. It's an artificial fertilizer, but it's extremely high in nitrogen, and it provides the nitrogen and other elements, and you can get it to decay out in a few months that way. So there's a couple options.
What was the product called? I lost it. I'm driving.
Nutrilene. It's just a high nitrogen fertilizer. It's a quasi-synthetic.
Nutrilene. So I would just drill holes in the stump?
In the stump.
And Like just follow the directions on the
You box. Said about like about a half inch. Like yeah, a half you're inch talking diameter. A big drill here.
Yeah, and maybe 18 inches deep. Mm-hmm. And do it every few inches, and that speeds up the decomposition.
Okay.
So what was it? So, Liv, what was wrong? What was wrong with the Laz? What was wrong with the tree in the first place? Because you kind of broke up a little when you were explaining that why the tree had to go in the first place.
Well, it was really close to the house, like maybe like 10-15 feet.
Yeah.
A big giant elm tree, and then we've had a couple of warnings. And I know that your guest is a man of God, so I think that was two warnings already.
Amen.
So. Yeah, the first time it angled perfectly where nothing got damaged. I was like, well, that's divine intervention. The mm-hmm. second time we were not outside and it dropped right where we would have had a table.
Oh, so my.
I think that was our warning. I was like, you know what? That's two. I don't know if the third one is going to be as good. So it kept dropping. The branches kept breaking.
That's kind of a... Yeah, it's certainly a warning sign the tree is in distress. I mean, what could Laz, I'm just going to, you want to kind of learn from your experience here a little bit, John. If you have a tree that's in distress like that, is there something you can do to maybe help it along so it's not in that distress?
Yes, there's several things you can do.
Because Laz, this might be helpful for other trees on your property here.
Well, one thing, the trees have a natural immune system.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we can do, they need microbes in their roots and stuff. You know, there's a lot of resource for people, trees that were sickly, they put in compost 2 or 3 inches thick out past the drip line from the trunk, and they've watched the tree. It gives the microbes nutrients it needs for the tree to heal itself.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Most of the soils around Houston are deficient in trace elements. Trace elements to a plant are kind of like vitamins to a human. We don't need a lot, but if you don't have it, you're not healthy. So putting remineralizer down, which is a blend of green sand and basalt and granite sand, has all the set elements plants need and all the elements in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, a 40-pound bag covers 300 square feet, and you do it every 5 years or so. So it's mm-hmm. very cheap insurance. Then after that, let the microbes in the tree decide what they need.
Right, because the soil, Laz, is gonna help you out to take care of that. Now, I'll tell you one thing, Laz. How close was to your house was that tree?
I wouldn't even say 20 feet. It was like maybe 10, 15 feet from the house.
You know, I wager when they planted that tree, it wasn't that big. I'm going to go out on a limb on that one, right? All right. So, and so they didn't think about the fact when they planted that tree, it was going to grow that big. Nobody, you know, it's like whoever put that tree in there wasn't thinking long term. But here's the thing. Is your house on a slab foundation?
Yes.
Yeah. So what you've done now is by taking that tree out, a tree drinks a significant amount of water, right, John?
Correct.
Right. And that was a what kind of tree?
Elm.
American elm.
Yeah. So it's a real thirsty tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're going to want to be careful of in your yard now is the fact that that tree's not there to pull that moisture out. And your slab has gotten used to having that tree underneath it in one way or another. So you're going to want to watch this is really a Tom Tynan question, and he'll be along in a couple hours at about 9 o'clock to help you out with this. But just FYI, I've worked with Tom and the people at Due West for the last 30 years. And so when I hear somebody taking a tree off a property that's been there a long time, I hear different warning signs, and just want you to be aware of that as you move down the road.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that I was worried about that. You know, I enjoyed the shade and,
mm-hmm.
and that I know that they absorb a lot of moisture. So I did call Tommy. He said he doesn't think so, but you never know. It's Houston.
Right, exactly.
Foundation issues are going to happen. But,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You got to watch
that
moisture.
That's what those mounds are about. That I heard of your guest. The mounds around the trees, those are nutrients, because I've seen those a lot lately, those at the bottom, at the base.
Oh, you mean where the roots are going off?
The compost, the little mound that they build around at the bottom.
Oh, you're talking about when somebody does the mountain, does the volcanoes around the trees.
Yeah, volcano mulch.
Yeah, that's a bad program.
Yeah, it's illegal in 20-some-odd states now.
Is it really?
Yeah, it kills trees.
See that?
Lance, oh, wow.
Laz, you didn't realize you were an outlaw.
No, I haven't done it.
Okay.
Landscapers like to do it because it create, you know, the bark above ground to protect against fire, physical damage. And when you hit that root flare, the bark changes to bark that can take wet conditions.
Mm.
So when you put mulch up on the trunk, it makes it soft, makes it very insect and disease prone. Mice, voles get in there, eat the inner bark, the cambium layers, and it weakens the tree. Well, landscapers like it because trees respond very slowly to stress. So maybe the first time you get a bagworm infestation, gee, Mrs. Jones, $500, I'll spray your tree. Next year, then maybe it's a disease, fungal problem. Gee, Mrs. Jones, spray tree. By the third year, the tree dies. Gee, we tried to save that tree, but for $2,000, I'll put you a new one back.
I love it. Yeah.
And that's, so what it tells you, if you see a landscaper doing it, they're either crook or they're totally ignorant.
Right. So don't. So that's advice from the United States of don't do that thing, okay? No, don't. Will, I made the wrong hand signal. Will's about to disconnect you here. No, we're going to stick with Laz here another minute now. Laz, I'm going to help you out with one thing. The next step is, I heard you say you like the shade of that tree. What advice have you thought about putting another tree in?
No, not really. That's at the moment, it's not in the budget. And by the time it grows, we might not even be in the house.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're making it clean and making it ready to go then.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I said that like 5 years ago, but
yeah. I moved.
I'm still there.
Laz, I moved to Houston in 1985 for a couple of years too, and I'll let you know how that turns out. Okay. So, but here's just one parting piece of advice from John for you, just in case you know your wife is listening, and you know they're the director of special projects around the house, right? So what, John? What can we put in the ground for him? What would you suggest if he liked the shade of that tree? What can he put in there for a shade tree? And you're going to put it more than 20 feet from the house, right?
I might consider a swamp oak.
A swamp oak,
because if the elm did good, they're bottomland species.
Mm-hmm.
The swamp oak, if you use the modern biological methods, I knew when I planted mine in my yard, it grew 8-10 foot a year for the first few years. And I mean, in 3 years, I had a 30-foot tall tree.
You hear that, John? Les, I mean, you put a swamp oak in and you could have that shade back lickety split.
But, you know, I had organic fertilizer like MicroLife, mm-hmm. a lot of compost, mulched it well.
Mm-hmm.
Has beautiful red fall color. Mm-hmm. It's deciduous, just like the elm.
It would help him with that excess nutrients that from that stump as well, right?
Well, yes, it would take some of it away.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of one of my favorites.
Do you guys have a podcast for your show? Like, can I listen to it later? Is there a place where you have it?
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you, Laz. Yes. In fact, if you go to Home Show Garden Pros, you'll see there's a button on there for podcasts, and you can get subscribe to it right there. And we're on, you know, Spotify and Apple and all those other things, and you'll find us just about everywhere. But you can start at homeshowgardenpros.com. That's where you find it.
Okay. So your recommendation was to drill the holes and do it naturally.
Yep.
And put Nutrilene in there, right?
Nutrilene.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Laz.
Well, thank you for taking my call and for talking to me so long. It was very informative.
Well, that's great,
so
brother.
I wanted to listen to it later because I'm kind of driving, so I want to know I didn't miss anything.
Right. Keep your eye on the road. That's a good program.
Good luck.
All right, you guys have a good day. Thank you.
All right, brother. See you later. We're happy to help you out with just like we did with Laz at 281-833-3333 with the Home Show Garden Pros. And I'm the guy who's usually at home watching the clock on your behind, and now I am, and I understand, Sandy, why it happened. So she will be back again next Saturday, trust me, and to guide this show at Home Show Garden Pros. And we'll continue with more Home Show Garden Pros and hopefully your calls at 281-833-3333 right after this.
What is it that you can't see, touch, or smell, use every day, and can't live without? Time's up. Electricity. It helps make home your safe space. Nobody keeps it that way better than Right Touch Electrical, Tom Tynan's trusted electricians. Hi, I'm Will. Our licensed professionals arrive when promised, diagnose issues, and give you a guaranteed upfront get it right the first time, no surprise price. Because the only thing you have less time for than riddles is electrical trouble. Trust RightTouchElectrical.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're on the radio here on Sports Radio 610 talking gardening and green stuff growing and all that. That's why we call it Garden Pros. And that's what we're doing with you. And we'd love you to join us at 281-833-3333 because helping you is why we're here. 281-833-3333 is the number. I'm Charlie in for Sandy here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Centers. And Garden Pros, if you just stumbled upon us this morning, normally there's an attractive woman sitting here, and she hosts the show every week along with a rotating panel of garden pros, hence the name of the show, such as Nelson's Nursery, Water Gardens, and Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and then Nature's Way, of course, with John Ferguson. And we're going to get back to more of that in a second. I'm supposed to do this one here, or do I do this later?
Later.
Okay. So I'm not going to talk to you about this thing in my hand just now. All right. John, we were talking a minute ago with Laz about that root problem he had, and you were talking about putting Nutrilene in there, which sounds like, you know, a woman you'd meet in Savannah. Her name is Nutrilene. But the point is, though, you were using a synthetic product.
It's kind of a quasi between pure synthetic and organic.
Right.
It's kind of no man's land, but it's high nitrogen. That was the biggest thing.
Because that tree root, when you lose a tree that way, what happens to the soil there?
Okay. Healthy, fertile soil has 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. That stump is at least 500 to 1.
Good night.
So it's going to take a lot of nitrogen for the microbes to break it down. So the Nutrilene or any other high nitrogen fertilizer provides the nitrogen so that the microbes can eat faster.
Okay. And hence it breaks down and goes away quicker.
Yeah, like a bacteria will have 5 carbons to 1 nitrogen, the most nitrogen-rich life form. But for them to eat 5 carbon atoms out of that stump, they need an atom of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So it provides the nitrogen, so it lets the biodegradation go much faster.
Is that why when you have a stump and you don't do that, around it kind of becomes a little run down because everything is focused, everything's gone for the root?
Yeah, microbes eat first.
Okay.
So they're going to suck all the nutrients out until that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll start dying and releasing it maybe 4 or 5 years later.
Right.
But that's why you'll get a dead zone right there.
But you were saying earlier, now, we talked before we started the show this morning about your experience and how you came to be in what you're doing. And you had a near brush with death here using synthetics.
That's correct. You know, when I was in grad school, I learned all about the chemicals and stuff. And I was planting a vegetable garden in my backyard. This is over 40 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional wisdom says you take your potato eyes, you dust them with a fungicide called Captan. The eyes won't rot in the ground, hence you get more plants, more potatoes. I washed up afterwards next morning, couldn't open my eyes, couldn't bend my fingers, barely breathe. My wife took me to the doctor in the hospital, said I came within 2 hours losing my life. Took me 6 months to fully recover. So I started questioning what I was taught, and I learned from researching, according to a World Health Organization article, 35,000 people a year die from Captan exposure, and that's acceptable risk in EPA guidelines.
35,000?
Yeah. And I said, bull corn. Actually, my party had a little more string adjectives at the time, but when I learned about it. But I started questioning what I was taught in grad school, and I found I was fed a lot of garbage paid for by the chemical companies. They make the tobacco companies look like rank amateurs in all their lies and half-truths.
Well, and, you know, I've spent enough time talking with Mike Sarant over at
San Jacinto.
Yeah, in MicroLife about that very thing. And we could probably spend 2 hours talking about it. But, yeah, the point is, though, that there are times, as much as we prefer to go organic, then you got to bring a synthetic or some blended product in.
Yeah. Well, let me one more thing on Captan before I leave it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was taken off the market because it's found to be a strong carcinogen under the Delaney Clause. And then a few years back, when Congress repealed the Delaney Clause, hundreds of chemicals known to cause cancer were put back onto the market under different trade names.
Good.
Manufacturer's profit safety.
So how can we know which ones these are, John?
There's the Organic Consumers Association. There's dozens of toxic toxic lawn care. I mean, just environmental group. There's dozens of them out there that are trying to educate people.
Right.
And they're free emails, you know, electronic newsletters now.
Right. And so you be careful with what you're doing. And I think that's the reason we have the Home Show Garden Pros, is that you can go to these people and get the advice you can trust and not only grow a beautiful garden, but do it safely.
Yes.
So then that's – and we want you to be happy and – comfy, happy, and safe. And that's the deal. So not necessarily in that order. All right. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros is rolling along. And we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Mary from Nelson Nursery. When it's hot in the wintertime, it's hard to imagine the freezes that are sure to come. But gardeners know how to get ready by stocking up on frost cloth and mulching. Frost cloth is better than sheets and blankets because it's lightweight, breathable, and water permeable, meaning you can leave it on when it warms up, perfect for our fluctuating temperatures. Get frost cloth now because when that first freeze hit, it sells out fast. And speaking of cold weather, are you ready for Christmas? It's time to get your Christmas trees, Christmas cactus, and poinsettias. And our trees are fresh, fresh, fresh. Don't forget to brighten your landscape with winter color. Nothing is better for the spirits on these gray winter days than a pop of color in the landscape. We have all the classics, pansies, violas, cyclamen, and snapdragons, plus a lot more unusual plants like English daisies, calendulas, and Icelandic poppies. And don't you worry about your lawns. Just let them go dormant and see us in the spring for your lawn care needs. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, you can find us. And now back to John and Sandy.
Okay. There's no way anybody could have known when they prepared that stuff that Sandy wouldn't be here. And just in case you're wondering, Sandy is such a sweet soul. She was helping out her parents and cleaning up some stuff in their garage, and she fell victim to that dust thing. You know, and she went up there and this morning she sounded like a longshoreman this morning who's been smoking Camels without a filter and drinking Jack. But she'll be back next week. I promise you. All right. John, we were talking about chemicals and when it makes sense to use it. And in my business, you know, I work the advertising side of things around here. And we consult clients in the HVAC industry around the country. And we tell them that, you know, you can keep an old air conditioner or old furnace going for years, but at some point it becomes more expensive than replacing it. And I think that's the same. It can be the same thing between synthetic and organic sometimes. Sometimes there is an easier solution by stepping over into the dark side.
Yes, there is. No, it's a good point, Charlie. I'll use my farm as an example. It's up near LaGrange, my retirement property. It had a lot of weesatch on it. If you mow a weesatch or burn it, all it does is come back. The thorns grows back faster. Thorns get thicker, longer, puncture more tires. So you have a choice. You can take a backhoe and dig it out. That scar from the backhoe may take 3 to 4 years to fully heal. So what's your other option? We come in with a chemical like triclosan. It's a herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
By itself, it takes about 24 to 36 months to biodegrade. But if you use diesel fuel as a surfactant, mix it about 4 or 5 parts diesel to 1 part triclosan, it biodegrades in 12 to 15 months. Well, so, well, after that, you can come in if the once the tree or the weed sach is dead, I spray it with molasses.
Mm.
And it's totally biodegrading, grass growing again in about 4 or 5 months. So 5 months versus the 24 to 36.
Right.
So it does a lot less environmental damage than digging it up. So that's an exception.
And there are those in your garden.
Correct. But now I try to find the most environmentally sound option.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about the diesel fuel as a surfactant. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And it makes it stick, and it's water, milt, rain, and resistant.
Right. A surfactant breaks down the barrier strength of the water or the moisture molecule so it can adhere better to whatever you're putting it on.
Yeah. And it takes a lot less of the active ingredient.
I remember that from my days in Amway.
There you go.
Yeah. Surfactants make water wetter. So that's what that boils down to. All right. 281-833. Please don't hold it against me that I sold soap once upon a time. 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333 is the number. And we welcome you here to join us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
I'll tell you something that the Texans don't know. This is the best defense, a good offense. And when you're looking at your garden, you want to think about, in your yard, you want to think about what can you do to protect it and make it grow. And the best defense against the one that is attacking gardens all, lawns rather, all over the Gulf Coast this time of year is brown patch. Maybe it's a little delayed because of the weather, but it's kicking, it's coming. And when that happens, if you grab the brown bag of microlife and you feed your lawn, you're gonna find that that problem is a lot less, right? So MicroLife Brown Patch is a 513 all-organic fertilizer. And what's in it is disease-fighting bacteria and fungi. These are the good guys that you want working in your lawn. And they'll add billions of beneficial microbes to your lawn, and they will make your brown, it'll really diminish the brown patch and really help you fight it. That's the point, is if you fight it right away with the healthy stuff that helps the soil do its job, you're going to have a healthier lawn, not only because of the brown patch, but down the road, the MicroLife is going to help you. So it's one of those things where it's like working out at the gym. You know, you may not enjoy it today, but when you're on the beach and you're showing off your guns, you're like, hey, I'm glad I did that. Well, it's the same thing with this, with MicroLife. You get the brown patch, which is in the brown bag. You see, they keep it simple over there at MicroLife. Brown patch, brown bag, got it. So that's what you want to go and do. And because remember that year-round, your yard and landscaping are hungry. And especially this time of year, because they've been fighting the summer's heat all the season long. So MicroLife organic fertilizers will help you with that. And you can also get their liquid organics. And Sandy loves that liquid seaweed. She puts that down like all the time on stuff.
It's excellent product. I use it all the time too.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Mike Sarant and his people over there, and Sarah and everybody, they're not just making a product. They're leading a charge here on a cause they believe in. And I love that. And you can feel that when you use the product. And it'll never burn your plants or lawn. It's organic. It's safe to use. MicroLife, we believe in it. We use it. We think you should too, boys and girls. And you can find them at all your Home Show Garden Pro locations. And you can find, or you can go to MicroLife Fertilizer. Okay, this is like a little pet peeve of mine, the way they did this URL, but I'll give it to you. It's MicroLife-Fertilizer.com. That's go there and you can find the neighborhood location near you. MicroLifeFertilizer.com to find the MicroLife that you use. All right. I just press on. Okay. 281-833-3333 is the number to call us to get on the radio and get tap the knowledge base that is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. And we were talking a moment ago about the chemicals in your yard, and we're just talking brown patch. I guess this is the time of year that we're going to be facing that and other issues with our yard. So and we talked about being Advent and being a time of preparation. What can we do now to prepare our lawns, John?
Well, you don't have to get brown patch. That's one of the myths.
Oh, okay. It's not like it's just a way of part of this year?
No. I haven't had it in 40 years.
Shut up.
That's because I have healthy soil.
There it is.
Well, a little magic there.
You're channeling Mike Sorrent with his healthy soil, healthy life.
Yes. The biggest thing, there's a species of bacteria in the soil called Actinomycetes. You talked about it in the brown patch fertilizer, the microlife.
It's called what?
Actinomycetes.
Do you notice how that just like rolls off his tongue? We're thinking, I just said there's stuff in the soil.
Okay. Yeah, stuff in the soil.
Right.
It's good bacteria. It eats the Rhizoctonia solana we call brown patch. The kicker is that good bacteria is salt sensitive. That's why when you overwater, why do we put chlorine and chloramine in water systems? To kill bacteria.
Right.
So the more you water, you kill off this good guy, you set yourself up. It's like trying to run the marathon and shooting yourself in the foot first.
Right.
The second thing, you probably remember the old Morton Salt commercial, using salt to kill weeds and stuff. Well, why do we put salts in the canned goods, potted meat, jerky? To kill bacteria. All artificial fertilizers are chemically salts. So when you use a triple 13 or something like that, or dozens of brands, you kill off this good bacteria. And the chemical companies know this. They may make 20, 30% profit margin on the fertilizer, but hey, now, Mrs. Jones, you got a brown patch. You need some TerraChlor or Funginex. We got a 400% profit margin there.
Mm-hmm.
And that kills off all the fungus in the soil. Healthy soil, you might have 3,000 species of fungus in a teaspoon. You killed them off. Like going to a Texans game, one criminal, let's kill all 85,000 people.
Wait a minute. I want to be at a Texas game where there are 85,000 people.
Well, then nowadays, yeah, right.
Okay.
But, okay, so you kill off all this good fungus. Well, they made hardly anything on the fertilizer, but they made a lot on that fungicide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fungus breaks down thatch. So without the fungus here, you get a thatch problem. You've made a home for webworms, chinch bugs. Gee, Mrs. Jones, you got a chinch bug. You need some diazinon or Duraspan. We got a 2,000% profit margin there.
Mm.
They kill off your earthworms. They kill off other beneficials. Earthworms aerate your soil. Now you get compaction. Then you'll get things like buttonweed or things going in there. Oh, you need to do a core aeration, maybe a weed. And they keep you on this merry-go-round, just milking you. Like I said, they make the tobacco companies look like rank amateurs.
Well, okay. I hear what you're saying. And what taken to it, it's extreme, these synthetics, what they do is they make your lawn dependent on the chemicals as opposed to building the strength of really having healthy soil that makes them grow.
I get that.
However, there are times when you want to use them with balance or with discretion.
Yes, but it's very rare. And like for brown patch, compost, leaf mold compost properly made is full of this good bacteria. It controls brown patch, take-all, St. Augustine decline. It gets them all and makes your yard healthier.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to talk about that right in just a minute. We're going to talk about what you can do with compost top dressing and what it does for your lawn, because this is the time of year, I think, that we want to be working on that. And that's my experience. I know every year I watch Sandy do it. We'll talk about that as we continue with more Home Show Garden Bros here on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Everybody loves a pool. unless it's a dirty pool of water in your parking lot or street. When concrete settles, rain gathers, creating dirty pools that linger. Fix it without an expensive concrete replacement. Concrete Raising Corporation levels driveways, parking lots, and streets for 30 to 50% less than the replacement. And they'll do it in hours, not days. Safer, drier, faster. Concrete Raising Corporation. Tell your boss or HOA. Get a free estimate. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Sure. Okay. You know, the best parts of the show happen during the breaks. And it's Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Charlie Mojer in for Sandy, who is taking the day off because her voice would not cooperate. And I was tapped at 6:30 this morning to come in and sit in with her. And I'm happy to be here with you because I'm sitting here with John Ferguson, who is just the prep professor of propagation. And you can reach him at 281 for your plants. 281-833-3333. That's the number to call. 281-833-3333. And we're just a moment ago talking about the whole idea of being on that merry-go-round with your lawn and your garden. And we touched on the idea that maybe this is the time of year to be doing proactively the composting, the leaf mold composting mm-hmm. of your yard. Talk to us about the process there, John.
When you think about nature, if we study nature, let it teach us, when does nature mulch the forest, the fields? The fall.
In the fall, sure.
Well, that's the best time to apply compost to your grass. So you're using compost, what we call top dressing, mm-hmm. as a mulch. About a half-inch thick layer. It insulates, protects those runners from freezes like Uri. The dark color helps absorb electromagnetic radiation from the sun, keeps the soil warmer so the roots keep growing, getting deeper in the soil. So when summer comes, you won't have to water as much. So little things occur. So that's the best time to do it is in the fall. And it's full, if it's compost is made properly, it's full of the good bacteria that eat these pathogens and you never get them.
So when you put this down, okay, we're going to take it and you're going to pile of it in the driveway, right? You put it on a wheelbarrow or something, you put it out, and you're going to rake it onto the lawn?
Yeah, you can rake it. I like my yard, I dump it on the driveway, take a wheelbarrow, take a shovel, sling it, mm-hmm. take a leaf rake, even it up.
Okay.
Some people like to use a leaf blower to blow it in and cause it to settle in.
Yeah. That's a good idea, leaf blower.
Yeah, it's like more fun. So there's different ways, but the idea is to get it there and let it protect the soil.
It's probably the only valid use of a leaf blower. I hate those things. But anyway, all right, so when we put this on the lawn, you're going to want how much of the grass to show above it?
Most a lot. You never want to put more than a quarter to a half inch, inch max at one time, because you don't want to smother anything.
Right.
And if you go half inch or less, you don't smother. So the other thing to do is put down the MicroLife. Yes, the only fertilizer we sell and the only one I use personally is the MicroLife line. Mm-hmm. And maybe once every few years put down some remineralizer to get the trace elements. As we talked to earlier, trace elements, micronutrients are kind of, plants are like vitamins for a human. You don't need a lot, but if you don't have them, you're not as healthy as you could be.
Right, and you don't want to feed it the synthetic candy. Because then it just wants more of the candy. It doesn't want the vegetables it should be eating.
Bingo.
And all that. So, okay, this is a matter of keeping it healthy. All right, 281-833-3333 is the number to dial. And that's exactly what Gilbert just did. And he's on with us here on the radio on Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning, Gilbert. How can we help you out this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I've got a young oak tree that's roughly maybe 8 foot tall, maybe. It's a real young tree, but it's a real pretty little tree. Anyway, it's the leaves up on the top of it are getting eaten by something. And they're little, like perfectly little round edges that they're leaving on the edge of the leaves, you know, where they're eating it up. What could that be? What's going on with that?
Without seeing it, Gilbert, it's hard to say. It could be just some insect creating a gall, the growing create a bump. Most oaks lose their leaves this time of year, so it's probably not an issue. Well, but insects are, what kind of fertilizer are you using?
Well, I planted a tree about a year and a half ago, and I just have mulch on the bottom of it. I really don't have any fertilizer on.
Okay. If we talked about earlier, healthy soil has 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. If you're using pine bark, hardwood bark, a lot of mulches, they're over 500 to 1. So they could be robbing your tree of nutrients. So the tree's not as healthy as it could be, and it will attract insects to come eat the leaves and stuff because it knows its immune system's not working properly.
Okay. Yeah, because I have my neighbors, they have oak trees too, but they're not, well, of course, those are a lot bigger trees, they're mature trees, but they're not having any issue with it. Just my young little tree is the one that's, and it's like a perfect little round circles that they're eating out of it, you know, out of the leaves.
Is that a clue for you that it's a new tree, John?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it can be because it hadn't got its roots deep into the soil. It probably, they have a little fertilizer in it when you buy it from the nursery, and if you haven't fertilized it, the tree hasn't had a chance to get its roots deep into the soil to collect nutrients.
Okay.
So, and depending on the species, most oaks are deciduous. They start dropping their leaves now. Of course, the live oak and a few retain their leaves. But this might be a good time to water it with something like Ocean Harvest, Microlife Ocean Harvest. It's one of the liquids. And give it a liquid fertilization that can quickly get down in the roots.
Okay.
Then in the future, just use the regular Microlife around it to help fertilize it.
Yeah, you have to feed the tree, and that's going to help it become stronger and defend itself.
And it will grow faster, too, and become a...
Okay, all
right. Yeah, so does that help you out, Gilbert?
That should help me.
All right, brother.
We'll try that.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing you can do, Gilbert. I mean, just to make sure we lickety-split got you a good answer. Are you near that tree? I mean, are you home right now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm on the road right now.
But, okay. Well, don't turn around and go home right now. But when you get home later, if you go and get a picture of that tree, you can send it to us at Home Show Garden Pros on our website. And this goes for everybody. You go to Home Show Garden Pros, there's the Ask a Pro button. And down there, you can enter the question, say, hey, this is the tree I was talking to John about. And you can upload a picture to us. And then we can look at it. And we'll get back to you with an answer. If we see something, I'll send that picture to John. And if we see something that we didn't divine from what you told us here today, we'll make sure we get you that answer. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that works fine.
All right.
I'll try that.
All right, so remember, it's Home Show Garden Pros, and just click on that Ask a Pro button, okay?
Sure will. All right, thank you so much.
All right, brother. Thanks for giving us a call this morning. And you can, too, at 281-833-3333. We enjoy talking with you all and helping you, and that's why we're here. That's why we get up early on Saturday mornings and sit here drinking coffee, talking to you on the radio. I'm Charlie Moger in for Sandy, and John Ferguson is here as well. And you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll roll on in just a minute here on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.